Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Join us, 800-259-9231. 30 minutes of calls right now on the big question, what is the future of the human race? Charles in Rhode Island, you're a trooper for holding for an hour. Then Adam, Kathy, Lisa, and others. Charles, you're on the air.
Greetings and salutations, freedom fighter extraordinaire.
Go ahead, sir. Thank you.
Basically, one-third of the Earth dies in the plague. World War III comes along. I mean, one quarter of the Earth dies in a plague. Then the Antichrist unites the 10 nations of the Earth, rules for the 48 months, which is 3.5 years, kills one-third of the Earth, and then he is eliminated. And then you get to live the 1,000 years by the scriptures. All the medical technology comes forward, and we get to live for 1,000 years, because that's the only reason why they haven't started World War III yet, the one world government, the global leaders, the new world.
They want to have the advanced technologies. You know, this is what I got to say. Even if you don't believe in God and the Bible, what it really says, what Genesis really says, what Ezekiel really says, what Daniel really says, what Revelations really says, is all coming true like a science fiction movie. And there's no way those people could just be making all this up. And it's bizarre. I mean, it really is a riddle wrapped in an enigma that the UN is setting up a system they call 10 Kingdoms, with sub-regions, and each region's into 10 regions. We have 10 FEMA regions. And they even, I mean, they follow the Bible. That's the weird thing, is the elite are following the Bible judiciously, and they believe in the devil and worship him. They believe the devil's going to win. And again, I've studied them. They believe in Lucifer. They believe Lucifer's the good guy, and Jesus is the bad guy. They're Rosicrucians. What do you think of that?
Well, the oldest religion in the world is the worship of Moloch. They come from before Babylon. And that's, you know, the elitists of the earth are really into Moloch, right to the ninth degree. So that's where we're really headed at, is they're trying to force the Moloch religion right into our religion by getting rid of God and all. And at one point, the friction will go kaboom, and God will win, because good always wins out over evil. Unfortunately, evil is 49.9%. Of the world, and good is 50.1%. That's why good always wins over, but evil's got its foot in the door, and it's coming in. You ain't stopping it.
Yep. Very powerful call. I just can't believe it all. It's all happening. I just can't believe it. I mean, I just marvel. We're living in the times that John wrote about. Any way you slice it, even if it isn't real. We know John was a real guy in the Roman histories, in the Jewish histories. We know Jesus was a real guy. But, I mean, even if you don't believe the whole story of the Bible, I'm just for argument's sake, the elite are using it like an instruction manual. You know, 1984 isn't supposed to be an instruction manual. That's what I say to Hillary Clinton. We're going to go to break because this is a short segment. I want to give everybody their due. Adam, Kathy, Lisa, Mark, we're going to go to your calls on the other side. Just bam, bam, bam. But just 6-7 years ago, they would deny that they were spying on us with the NSA, even though it was public. And whistleblowers have gone public. They went public in the mid-90s. I interviewed them. They went public again in 2000. They let Snowden get big. Snowden was real, but they let it get big because now is the time to throw it in your face. Steve Pachinik called me. One of the big insiders, back when it first broke, he goes, it's the coming out of it, Alex. It's all on purpose. It was known he would do it. And it's to predict the future, Alex. And it's now time for everyone to know, Alex. And I know General Alexander, he's good. And we would like to be friends, Alex. You can't stop it, Alex. The psychiatrist, Steve Pachinik, former head of PSYOPs for the State Department. And it's just all right there. And so they're just, and now it's like everything you do is watched in lifetime. Yes. And the SWAT team standing by to come kill you. And then they're using the data to screw everyone over. That's the thing.
Jennifer, what do you think about the FBI saying that there's a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security by sticking hands down on kids on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now, no other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com, and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you ever felt like the United States government knows way too much about your financial affairs? I continue to hear stories about property seizures, frozen bank accounts, confiscation of stocks and bonds. It makes me wonder if the U.S. citizen will ever again have the right to life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Unfortunately, with the Drug and Money Laundering Act, the IRS Revenue Ruling 6045 of 1984, and the Trading with the Enemy Act and Franklin D. Roosevelt's Executive Order of 1933, some precious metal holdings are subject to government intervention. For this reason, Midas Resources has prepared a report explaining the boundaries of trading precious metals privately. Whether if you have any intention of trading with Midas Resources or not, I have instructed my representatives to give this report out free. Call for your free copy at 1-800-686-2237. When investing, always proceed with caution. Again, call 1-800-686-2237. Exercise your legal right to trade metals privately. 1-800-686-2237.
You know, a lot of Hollywood stars. What's coming up?
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Alex Jones here, back live. Only I can interrupt my own intro liners. We are in overdrive here on the fifth day. Fifth day, ladies and gentlemen, of May 2014, going right back to your calls. But first off, I wanted to play this clip, a couple of the excerpts of Obama and the correspondence dinner that happened this weekend. And you notice that it was all over the news, and a lot of Hollywood stars and people shunned it like the plague. They didn't want to go to it. They didn't want to be part of it. Because they said they would be exploited. It's all about being chumped. Evil people like to chump folks. And then I'm going to play the whole Mark Dice thing and skip the break and go to your calls. But first, here are the Obama clips.
At one point, things got so bad, the 47% called Mitt Romney to apologize. MSNBC is here. They're a little overwhelmed. They've never seen an audience this big before.
That's right. Your state-run media is a joke. It's your job to convince everybody to vote for you and then betray everyone. His whole nature.
But look, everybody is trying to keep up with this incredibly fast-changing media landscape. For example, I got a lot of grief on cable news for promoting Obamacare to young people on Between Two Ferns. But that's what young people like to watch. And to be fair, I am not the first person on television between two potted plants.
You know, we'll play more of it after we go to your phone calls. I want to get to your phone calls, but here is more of Mark Dice. The video's up on Infowars.com, and I'm going right to Adam, Kathy, Lisa, and Mark here in just a moment. But here is Mark Dice on Cinco de Mayo. And then we will continue with your calls. Straight ahead.
What do you think about these Republicans, their racist statements? John Boehner said that he doesn't like Mexican food. Should we tolerate such bigotry?
No.
Do you think maybe we should push, I mean, he should be pushed out of Congress for such racist statements?
Well, I think people in his district should consider voting for somebody else.
Have you heard these racist comments from John Boehner that he doesn't like Mexican food?
No, I haven't.
Should we tolerate something like that in today's society, such bigotry in the Congress?
I wouldn't say so.
Do you think we should tolerate that bigotry, or do you think maybe he should resign from office for making such racist comments?
I think he should resign.
He should resign.
Yeah, it's enough for him.
So enough far. Of him not liking Mexican food.
We like
food.
To try new.
Yeah, we need a speaker who likes Mexican food, right?
Yeah, sometimes we need to change.
Do you support Obama's calling for John Boehner to step down over his racist comments about not liking Mexican food made on Cinco de Mayo of all days?
I don't.
Should that kind of racism be tolerated today?
No, I don't really think so. No, I don't think that kind of racism.
He should definitely step down. Yeah, what is he talking about not liking Mexican food? That's an obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have a Speaker of the House that doesn't eat Mexican food. He's obviously a racist.
He should get out of there anyway.
He should get out. Yeah, we should support Obama's decision.
Yeah. Especially when everybody likes it.
So you would agree with Obama that that's a coded racist term on Cinco de Mayo, nonetheless.
Hey, anybody that still thinks racist, man, turn to dark ages still.
Yeah, you're not eating Mexican food in the New World Order.
Period, man.
You are a racist.
Your
taste buds are racist.
They'll make racist no matter what, man. If you're part back in the ages, you're going to make racist comments no matter what.
On Cinco de Mayo, saying he doesn't eat any Mexican food of all the days, what an insult to the Mexican people. Fort Obama's decision to have Boehner step down or maybe be punished for making racist comments about not eating Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo.
I think that he should take a stand, and he should take it swiftly. So,
get Boehner out, get that racist SOB out of there.
Just get the person out, and then make an example of it, and then that way he's at least taking a step towards eliminating those comments in the future from people that may feel like they want to say something like that.
And then go out for tacos after we throw John Boehner out. Rub it in your face, right? That's what I would do.
Yeah, carne asada.
Yeah, okay. A lot of the Democrats are calling for John Boehner to resign over his racist comments about Mexican food, not liking Mexican food. Do you think that's the right thing to do, is have him just step down? Should we really be tolerating such bigotry today?
Probably not,
since he should step down.
Yeah.
Did you hear about John Boehner's racist comments about not liking Mexican food? A lot of the Democrats are calling for him to resign for his racist statements. Do you think that we should tolerate that?
There shouldn't be no tolerance, but I really haven't heard about it.
So do you think it's the right thing to have him step down over those racist comments?
He should, yeah.
Yeah, he should step down for not liking Mexican food. We agree. Hail Obama.
Hail Obama.
Thank you. What do you think about John Boehner saying his racist comments that he doesn't like eating Mexican food?
I didn't see that. So
we tolerate such bigotry in the Congress?
Not eating Mexican food is not racist.
Yeah, that's incredible. In today's society, for him to say such a thing like that,
absurd.
Can you believe that?
No, I think it's absurd. Yeah.
Do you think that he should be maybe thrown out of office then?
No, of course not.
But you just said it was absurd.
Absurd, just think that it's racist to not like Mexican food. That's absurd.
Well, that's...
I don't like Italian food, but I don't hate Italians.
You can think that kind of thing, but in the New World Order, you're not allowed to say those things.
Trilateral commission and all that stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's an absurd world.
It is. We're trying to...
Does the term public servant sound like an anachronism to you? Something from a bygone era where people believed that the government worked for them? When they paid the salaries, they believed they were the masters? Well, the mindset among most people in government today appears to be that they are the masters, we are the slaves, and many of the slaves have that same attitude. Take this story out of Louisiana. A mother's concerned when her asthmatic son turns red, complains of chest pains, so she calls for an ambulance. Now, the EMS personnel don't show much concern for his medical condition. In fact, even though he's pointing to his chest, according to the mother, they say, well, he's pointing to his stomach, so he's not having any chest issues or asthma conditions. And then they start to ask why he's not in school. When they find out that he's homeschooled, they begin an inspection of the house. Taken back by this, she confronts these EMS personnel. They say, well, we're agents of the state. So she calls a supervisor and complains, and he says, they're agents of the state. Now, that's in Louisiana. In North Carolina, a sheriff is talking about the immense powers that he has over your life as part of his election campaign. In an article from Lou Rockwell's blog that's on InfoWars, Sheriff Ed Brown, the delusional dictator of Onslow County, North Carolina, he writes on his election flyer, the vast majority of our duties and functions are performed with only our conscience watching and directing us. And that's a big part of the problem. We see over and over again that violent confrontations with the public, unjustifiable violence and brutality against the public, is rarely, if ever, disciplined against the officers who commit these offenses. They're protected by the police department or by the unions. Rarely does anything ever happen to them, so they get this message loud and clear. This is the rest of his flyer. Those in the law enforcement profession have complete power over you, your life, your family, your loved ones, your rights, your freedom, your future, everything precious to life. From the very word of a law enforcement officer, all those precious things of life hang. We've seen over and over again that attitude, not only from law enforcement, but from every government agency, that they have complete power over you, your life, your family, everything hangs by a thread. Hangs by their discretion, that they're not accountable to anyone. Were those remarks out of context? Were they misconstrued? Actually, Sheriff Brown's supporters have essentially doubled down on his remarks. Here's what one person wrote to a newspaper. Officers can ask you to get out of their car. They can handcuff you to protect themselves. They have a lot of power over your life. If you're in a dangerous situation, your life is in their hands. No, actually, he got that wrong. If your life is in their hands, you're in a dangerous situation. This sheriff is up for re-election this Tuesday. And look at what he did at a forum where he's debating his opponent. He actually accused his political opponent of being involved in bombing threats that were carried out by an 18-year-old. The way that he made these threats was with a threatening phone call, which was recorded.
This young man has told me you're the reason for his bomb threats. And the general public is going to believe that.
You hear Brown on the phone with his longtime friend and challenger, Hans Miller.
When somebody makes false allegations without corroboration, that, to me, is a loss of integrity. And integrity, once lost, can never be gained back.
That's right. He makes these vague threats, and he says, well, I don't know what to make of this. I'm just going to have to call in the media and let them decide whether this is true or not. A threat, trying to get the guy to back off.
I find there is absolutely no credible evidence to support such an allegation against Hans Miller or his campaign.
But of course, the district attorney says it is totally unprofessional, and it's not the first unprofessional thing this guy has done. This now borders on the ridiculous. The same North Carolina sheriff, Sheriff Brown of Onslow County, used a wire hanger as a divining rod to search for a buried body. Now, this is being reported by the SBI, the State Bureau of Investigation, North Carolina. And what he did was he took this divining rod and he walked back and forth over the area so much that he erased any footprints, hampering the investigation. So the question is, though, who is dumber, this sheriff or the people who will vote for him?
All right. We're skipping this network break and going right to your calls. We had some TriCaster computer breakups earlier. That's why we went to rebroadcast for a while. That happens sometimes with live radio. I know everybody understands. That's why I've had you sitting on hold. Great job with the crew in there. But I'm glad we got to some of those reports that the guys have been filing. I mean, you sit there and you see the way the sheriff acts. It's government on a power trip believing they're infallible. It's like TSA workers repeatedly have declared themselves God, started trying to rape women in one case. Another case at LAX, the guy strips down naked and starts running around screaming, I'm God. I mean, these are people who couldn't get a job at McDonald's, and now they're bossing people around all day. Only a mental midget would want a job dominating good people all day. And so that's what we're getting as the bureaucracy looks for the type of people that will become oppressors. It's people that are so mentally stunted, it never gets old to boss people around for no reason and to bug their eyes out at you and to start fights. All right, Adam, Kathy, Lisa, and Mark, then that's it for the transmission. Thanks for holding. Adam, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Alex, can you hear me?
I'm good, sir. Yes, thanks for calling.
All right, yeah. So you asked, like, what we think is going to happen, you know, as time progresses. And as you said, like, you know, a lot happens more in a month than, you know, 10 years or decades and stuff like that. I think you're right. There's going to be stage terror attacks. They're going to blame the Liberty Movement. And, you know, martial law is going to happen. And maybe, you know, world wars will start. When that happens, we don't know what to do. But we can be sure that what happened, you know, like you said, the Bible is right. You know, Revelation is true. And what is being said. But I want to tell you that one thing that the New World Order has lied to people about is that you have another enemy. And then they point to that enemy as the Muslims. And what most Christians don't know, and I know you're a believing man. You seem like a man serving God's purpose, and I commend you for
sure,
that.
Sure, it's the same God. Going back to Abraham.
Exactly. No, definitely. And one thing I want to show you, like one verse in the Quran that it says, you know, and you will find the rest, the nearest of them, in affection to the believers, those who say we are Christians. That is because among them are priests and monks and believers, because they are not arrogant. So you know, I see you as a brother in that struggle. Muslims also believe the return of Jesus Christ as well. We believe in the Antichrist. We believe that, you know, Jesus healed the blind and the lepers, and he walked on water all through God's will. This is the divinity that we'd like disagree with, and that's fine. But for right now, what we have to understand is that there are 1.6 billion Muslims. There are 2.3 or so, you know, billion Christians in the world. That's 4 to 5 billion people, you know, that you have against the globalists that know what's coming. Or maybe they're just a little bit distracted. But the truth is that, you know, we are all, you know, brothers and sisters of Adam, and that we are all, you know, we are our ancestors as well as we are, you know, our offspring.
Well, there's no doubt that they're trying to radicalize Christianity to just be, you know, a globalist tool, and they're trying to radicalize and fund some of the groups.
Those jihadis are not Muslim, by the way. Like, obviously, those guys do not follow.
Well, I was about to say, I mean, the Pentagon and Wesley Clark's talked about this, and we have the PNAC documents. The plan is to have Christians and Muslims kill each other. They call it the clash of civilizations, while the globalists sit on top doing it. And look at how Obama is turning the jihadis loose everywhere. Why not give them another peace prize? It just shows it's chaos, just like they're playing one group off against another. Great points. I appreciate your call.
One more thing, though. Mm-hmm. One more thing to say to your viewers. 30% of the slaves that came from West Africa here to the United States were Muslim. And so there are Muslims fighting the Revolutionary War. So, you know, God bless America, God bless you, and God bless us all. Amen.
Well, I think we all should work together towards the basic liberty and freedom and Bill of Rights and Constitution, and that the globalists do want to divide us. But then they come in with a false system and say, no, everyone should give up their culture and merge into the globalist system. They have a false equality. Equality means that we all get to have freedom. It doesn't mean that we all have to agree with each other. And I was against the Iraq War. I'm against it all. And I understand what you're saying. And it's essential that we don't allow this clash of civilizations. But then if I say these radical, you know, Islamic fundamentalists, they're being globalist directed, are really bad people, I see some Muslims on Infowars.com saying, oh, you're attacking Islam, blah, 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 you know. Look, I'm not attacking the Western Ukrainians that are really overthrew the government or stirring all this up because they're Christians. It has nothing to do with it. They're being manipulated as well. The globalists will use surface differences. And that's the thing. There's always a third party. It's not just Muslim against Christian or Catholic against Protestant or Catholic against Orthodox or whatever, or atheist against Christian or Mexican against Anglo or Anglo against Black or whatever. It's all on the surface to get us fighting with each other. I know everybody knows this. While the globalists rob everything. That's all I'm saying. There are real differences. There are issues there. But the point is the globalists only bring it up to create a fight. Kathy in Texas, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
You're absolutely correct, Alex. Absolutely correct. Can you hear me?
Yes, ma'am, I can. What's on your mind? Thanks for calling.
To Adam, I would like to say I buy my raw milk from a Muslim. I'm not a bit afraid. And I wanted to remind you, Alex, that every time the evil ones try to drum up demons, it plants this Christian's feet on the ground, and she falls to her knees and prays that much harder. It tells me that our Jesus Christ, our Lord, our Savior, is very alive and well.
Where do you think the, well, thank you. Where do you think the future of the world's going? What's your gut tell you?
I'm hoping my grandson won't ever have to die. He'll live through the tribulation and straight on through the 1,000 years.
I hear you. God bless you. Yeah, the biggest lie in the Bible, and I don't want to get into sectarian fighting. It's just the whole Bible, people have to go through stuff. They don't get teleported out until they've already gone through a lot of it. And clearly, in the Bible, the devil wages war against the saints, and all this persecution goes on. And then at the end, God raises up the dead in Christ. And that's what it says. It doesn't say before. It's like this total cop-out. Hey, this is too scary. I mean, the pre-tribulation stuff, rapture, is only about 180 years old. No one ever taught that. It's totally made up. But they've made it like a sacrament of the Protestant faith that you're not a Protestant if you don't push that and believe it. And look, all I know is, you talk about a great deception coming upon people. No, who's going to fight the evil if everybody thinks, oh, that's fine, you know, we're going to get teleported out of this? That doesn't make sense to me. You're not going to go out and confront evil, but God's going to take you out of it? A lot of people in Nazi Germany thought he was the Antichrist, it was the end of the world. So they rolled over to him. Didn't go too well. They teach that it's demonic what the founding fathers did fighting tyranny, because you were supposed to just submit to it because it's the will of God. That sounds like Hinduism or something, that you're supposed to be born in squalor and it's your life, or, and you're supposed to have nothing because you're in a lower caste. God helps those that help themselves. I know that. You do the right thing. You go up against an enemy bigger than you time and time again with courage. God will do things for you and give you providence. But it doesn't happen until you make the connection like electricity. You got to reach out to God, and God will reach out the rest of the way. I've experienced that. You've got to make, you don't just magically think something. You go out and you do it. That's the secret, folks. They got books about the secret where you imagine something and it happens. No, you have to do it. And it has to be good as well. Let's talk to Lisa in Vermont. Lisa, you're on the air. Go ahead. Thanks for calling.
Hi, Alex. Thank you for taking my call. I've been a listener of yours about 4 years now, and I can honestly tell you that I do not remember when the first time I heard your name or listened to your radio show, but it was like I can't remember my life before listening to your show, because I was never a political person. I never really thought about it. I was just busy into my life and thought America is great and we don't have to worry about anything. And even after 9/11, I wasn't really... I thought it was all the, you know, just the terror. I didn't think there was any government involvement or anything like that. But after listening to your show, researching, I found, you know, all of these things coming up. And so for, you know, me, I'm 57 years old. I got kids that are about your age. I got grandchildren. And I worry about them because personally, it doesn't matter. I could drop dead tomorrow. You know, I don't make a lot of money. I work a part-time job, and I probably will have to drop dead on the job because I can't afford to retire. But for me, it's not, personally, it's not that important, but for my children and my grandchildren, I see terrible things happening. So I try to do my part. I try to tell people what I've learned. I've brought some of my family members around. I get them to listen to you. I've handed out your magazine.
Great job. Very touching. We're out of time. We're going to rebroadcast. Okay. Thank you. Call me back again. God bless you, Lisa. Sorry to Mark and others. Great job to the crew. 3.5-hour transmission today. The globalists are setting our future. They're deciding our destiny. We don't need that. We need free will. God bless you all. Great broadcast. Thank you so much, ma'am.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks, I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and promote homeland security by sticking our hands down on tents on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
If you watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.
To thank you for being a loyal listener, we have a limited time freebie offer for you. Claim your free heirloom tomato seeds, just pay shipping, right now at 123freeseeds.com. These aren't ordinary seeds. These are heirloom, non-genetically modified, super seeds that are open-pollinated and can be grown, harvested, and replanted endlessly. These survival seeds are actually more valuable than gold in a crisis. Go to 123freeseeds.com and you can get an airtight storage packet of 150 super seeds free while supplies last to say thank you for being a loyal listener. First come, first served. Just cover shipping. Go to 123freeseeds.com now to see if your free heirloom seeds are still available. That's 123freeseeds.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE. Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center and the heart of the resistance. It's Alex Jones.
Patriots are still angry over a federal appeals court ruling in February that upheld the school's decision in 2010 to make four boys go home, turn over, or take off their American flag t-shirts out of concern for all students' safety. The boys wore the shirts to a school Cinco de Mayo celebration during what was a high point in racial tension at the school.
And so who knows what's going to happen up there?
The biggest concern now is over outside groups coming into Morgan Hill to support the Patriots. Conservative radio host Jimmy Z has broadcast it nationwide.
I know some people who are thinking about driving down from the Bay Area, driving down from Oregon, and driving across from Nevada.
And there have been violent messages posted on conservative websites.
There were general threats basically saying that if there's going to be riots, and basically let them riot, Patriots need target practice.
High school parent and attorney Juan Lopez plans an alternate rally by his group called We the People. Now students are speaking out, asking all the adults at a recent school board meeting to stay away.
We all need to just let it go.
Morgan Hill police say they will have a contingency plan in place. They'll bring officers in on overtime and seek mutual aid from other departments if needed. In Morgan Hill, Len Ramirez, KPIX 5.
Now, the threats to students were posted anonymously on a nationwide...
Yeah, I guarantee you, you can go find the illegals and people making threats. I mean, I can go down to the Cinco de Mayo parade, and I've done this, and we have video of it, and it became national news, and it's in my film, Battle for the Republic, an extra, a short film I made. It's on the film Endgame DVD, where we show the shirts that say the plan of San Diego, that is to kill all gringos or all whites, according to skin color, not even surname, above the age of 16. The German government actually financed that during World War I. The attacks were launched in South Texas. You can look that up yourself. It's actually, the attacks were launched in the Big Bend area and other areas on the Texas border. And you're like, but the Germans are white. Well, the Germans actually ran Mexico for a while, the Austrian-Hungarian Empire, and they sent over one of their princes to run it and show there's an exception for Germans. The railroads in Mexico got built by Germans. The beer, that's what Dos Equis is, was a German brewer that came there and made it, and that's why it's German beer, basically, German lager. Tastes pretty good, too. But the whole point is that there's a major German influence in Mexico that is exempted from all of the kill the white people stuff. That's why you'll see a lot of people from Mexico with German first names like Adolf or Alois or things like that. See, I happen to know about the cultures. I've studied it. And again, I'm sitting here watching all over the country. This is just some small town where you can't wear an American flag because people think it's so offensive. So Mark Geis went out and a frequent contributor to Infowars.com, Mark Geis, media critic, went out and asked Obama supporters if is not liking Mexican food racist. And I've told the story probably 20 times since last year when I was at Barton Springs and saw two Hispanics and a white guy who were obviously stoned out of their minds. And you can tell when somebody's been smoking a bunch of weed, laughing and giggling and wrestling around in the water. And I'm laying on the grass like 15 feet away. And they're like, man, I want some Chinese food. Let's go up to that. And they go, and the one Hispanic and white guy to the other Hispanic goes, shh, that's racist. So for the general public, just talking is now racist. Knowledge is racist. Having an opinion is racist. Discriminating and saying, I don't like the TSA grabbing my testicles, that's a discrimination. Discriminating that you like this brand of hot dog better than this other brand. Now, all forms of discrimination or being discerning is now bad. You do what the media says. As it changes day to day, you'll be politically correct. You'll be safe. But if you do anything, including knowing how to read a book, it's like Idiocracy. Look, you know, this guy can read. Aha, we can't trust him. It's weird to be informed. It's bad to be informed. And this is the plan. Bring in predominantly Latin American population that has a beef with our government that's done a lot of bad stuff in Latin America. Blame that on the American people. Make every source of evil be Anglo in nature. The Anglos then respond by being guilty and self-loathing and self-hating and politically doing whatever they're told. Turn the guns in. Let the state run your kids. Don't wear American flags. That's all offensive. Wells Fargo has announced taking down American flags. It's offensive to their supporters, to their patrons. The big banks announced years ago, we've shown the articles here, Bloomberg and others reported it, Wall Street Journal, that illegals get to have bank accounts with no ID or a consular matricula that you can get out of a Cracker Jack box. The consular matricula, the leader of the Republican Senate years ago that I had on from Colorado, was able to get five of them in one day himself. He doesn't even have a Spanish surname. So a citizen, if you're Hispanic, black, white, or Asian, or mixed as they call it, a human being, you go into the Bank of America or Wells Fargo, you've got to show multiple forms, you're treated like a criminal. Your kids go to public schools, they got to have clear backpacks because, you know, you might have a weapon. You're all learning how to be prisoners. But if you're an illegal, there's all these things done to incentivize you coming here to do what? Drive down wages. You're given corporate concessions so that you will work for less. Basically, it's just like Walmart encourages their employees to have pay so low they duly qualify to go on welfare. And Obama said last year, he said, hey, go on Obamacare, get your hours cut from 40 down to 30, go get on welfare, you will then be eligible for welfare. And now businesses, big corporations, it's in the news, tell their people, go get on welfare. This is your supplemental income. This is the domestication. So China is meant to deindustrialize our country with wages and conditions that we can't compete with. Mexico brings in a population that we can't compete with because of the government kickbacks, the government systems, and we can't compete because our power plants are being shut down. Now, there it is, BizPack Review. Media advises people to work less to get Obamacare subsidy. In the San Francisco Chronicle, people whose 2014 income will be little too high to get a little too high to get subsidized health insurance from Covered California next year, start thinking about ways to be lower it to increase their odds of getting the valuable tax subsidy. See? And soon, folks, people aren't going to know how to take care of themselves. It's game over very, very soon. That's why the government's setting up currency controls, domestic controls where you can't get out of the country with your money even after tax, or where they can claw it back out of Luxembourg, the Bahamas, or Switzerland. Not money you took that didn't have taxes on it. The money you paid tax on, they're saying we own all that money. New article just went up on Infowars.com. Patriot group protests Cinco de Mayo ban on American flag t-shirts. First Amendment organization characterized as racist. That's right, folks. Showing up, black people, Hispanic, white, you name it, with American flags is racist, according to NBC. That just broke. And I want my reporters to go, and I told them, go to the store, buy an American flag. I know we've got some around here anyways. Take it down and ask people. Maybe buy a bunch of little ones at the Five and Dime store or wherever. Go out and ask people, is this racist? Do you want one? See if people will refuse them. At the Cinco de Mayo parade, coming up, what is it, 4 or 5 o'clock? Will you guys look up what time the Cinco de Mayo parade is today? And again, folks, I'd like to have Cinco de Mayo be a holiday. I'd like to feel like I was welcome at a lot of these things. And I'm not saying there aren't some of these Cinco de Mayo events that you're welcome at, but let me tell you, it's a racial, cultural event that is now decidedly not about overthrowing Spain or Mexico getting independence. It's now about hating gringos. And let's just be honest about that and get it out on the table. Because it's not racist for me to point out that that's going on. We're grabbing that video right now that just went live at Infowars.com that we just tweeted at Real Alex Jones. So here is Mark Dice's report. I want to play this from the start, but there's a juicy part where people say it's racist that Joe Biden doesn't like Mexican food. Now, I'll tell you what it is that Joe Biden doesn't like Mexican food. There's nothing wrong with him. He's a Yankee. And folks up north didn't grow up around a lot of spices, so it tastes bad to him. And I love Yankees. Great people. I love people from California, too, as long as they don't want my guns. I love people from Mexico. As long as you don't want to force inoculate me and make me my kids take Gardasil shots so they get sterilized, as long as you don't want me to drink fluoride, listen, I want you to have guns. I don't care if you're black, white, Hispanic, who you are. I want you to have guns and private property and raise your family and be free and be red-blooded and be manly and be feminine and all the traditional role models that are under attack scientifically. We're being overridden with this false culture. But if you don't like me because I'm white, I have no guilt, and I'm not going to kiss your butt, and it's not some weird economic advantage. I'm not in a gang where I want to be part of the white gang, or I want to be part of the country club gang, or I want to be, I mean, imagine wanting to be with the government gang because they give you tax exemptions and some handouts, and the government tells you you're Hispanic, you are the God race, you are the, you know, the, that's Mecha. if you quote it from Spanish, especially the divine God race. We have the former mayor, Gus Garcia, somewhere around here actually doing a city proclamation that Hispanics are the supreme race. You think I'm joking? I think it's on YouTube. And again, I don't even get into the subject till I see stuff like this. And then you got Mecha, but then you got La Raza. For those in the race, everything. For those outside the race, nothing. This is outrageous. So here's Mark Dice's report. It's up on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com.
What do you think about these Republicans, their racist statements? John Boehner said that he doesn't like Mexican food. Should we tolerate such bigotry?
No.
Do you think maybe we should push, I mean, he should be pushed out of Congress for such racist statements?
Well, I think people in his district should consider voting for somebody else.
Have you heard these racist comments from John Boehner that he doesn't like Mexican food?
No, I haven't.
Should we tolerate something like that in today's society, such bigotry in the Congress?
I wouldn't say so.
Do you think we should tolerate that bigotry, or do you think maybe he should resign from office for making such racist comments?
I think he should resign.
He should resign.
Yeah, it's enough for him.
So enough of him not liking Mexican
food.
We
like to try new.
Yeah, we need a speaker who likes Mexican food, right?
Yeah, sometimes we need to change.
Do you support Obama's calling for John Boehner to step down over his racist comments about not liking Mexican food made on Cinco de Mayo of all days?
I don't.
Should that kind of racism be tolerated today?
I don't really think so. No, I don't think that kind of racism.
He should definitely step down. Yeah, what is he talking about? Not liking Mexican food? That's obviously.
Yeah.
You know, we can't have a Speaker of the House that doesn't eat Mexican food. He's obviously a racist.
He should get out of there anyway.
He should get out. Yeah, we should support Obama's decision,
especially when everybody likes it.
So I mean, so you would agree with Obama that that's a coded racist term on Cinco de Mayo, nonetheless.
Hey, anybody that still thinks racist, man, they're in the dark ages still.
Yeah. You're not eating Mexican food and the New World Order.
Period, man.
You are a racist.
Your taste
buds are racist.
They'll make racist no matter what, man. If you're part of back in the ages, you're going to make racist comments no matter what.
On Cinco de Mayo, saying he doesn't eat any Mexican food of all the days, what an insult to the Mexican people. Fort Obama's decision to have Boehner step down or maybe be punished for making racist comments about not eating Mexican food on Cinco de Mayo?
I think that he should take a stand, and he should take it swiftly. So,
get Boehner out, get that racist SOB out of there.
Just get the person out, and then make an example of it, and then that way he's at least taking a step towards eliminating those comments in the future from people that may feel like they want to say something like that.
The full video is up on Infowars.com, and I usually watch these clips beforehand. I hadn't watched the clip, so I was told it was Biden that had said that, but it was Boehner. Remember hearing something about that from Biden? Maybe he responded to it. The point is, obviously, most people I know from up north come down here and they say, I'll eat anywhere, just not Mexican food. In fact, we had a black guy from up north down here who was a big liberal, and he didn't want to eat Mexican food. And it's because people from up north are scared of hot things. It has nothing to do with the fact that Mexicans are the ones cooking it. In fact, pretty much all I eat is Mexican food. That's where I got my beautiful figure. That means I'm racist, is all I want is Mexican food? And I think the senoritas are very pretty? I mean, again, it's about being obsessed about, do you not like Mexican food? Well, meanwhile, the banks are tax-exempt and running narcotics publicly and laundering the money and owning the aircraft, Bloomberg AP. All this is going on, and we've got people with straight faces going, yeah, get the Speaker of the House out because he doesn't like that. I mean, literally, I've now noticed when you're around trendies, they're so dumbed down that if you just say, hey, let's go get Mexican food, they think the word Mexican, people will look at you. Chinese, Mexican, white, everyone's looking for the fabled boogeyman because these are uncomfortable people brought up in front of television that don't have social skills, black, white, I don't care what color they are. While everything's being robbed, where a whole world's being screwed over by tyrants, we are now totally obsessed with all this race garbage. Just like the globalists can play Catholic off against Orthodox in Ukraine, the globalists will look for a difference, and they will use that difference as a way to come in and screw everybody. Who loses, the Russian Ukrainians or the Western Ukrainians from this crisis? They all lose. Who gains? NATO. George Soros and the billions in bailout money. The globalist and Putin will win. His approval rating's going up. The governments all get power out of the crisis. Who loses? The people. Who gains out of real racism being stirred up in the name of fighting it? The government that'll play the part of the referee. And I know you know this, but I want to ask a question for first-time callers twofold. Where do you see the world going in the next year to two? What is your futurist perspective for the world, the economy, you name it? A and B, is there any way to beat the dumbing down of race division that they push in the name of fighting racism? I mean, that's all they do in school, in churches, in the media, is race, and attack men. They attack heterosexuality because the whole society is being overwritten. That doesn't mean I dislike gay people. It's not on my radar screen, but they're force-feeding it as an overwrite of traditional role models, of traditional values to make us be unnatural, to change the way we operate. This is being done scientifically. 800-259-9231, 800-259-9231, and I may even open up our phones.
Hey, this is Steve Sanchez. Worried about the Wall Street Casino? Yeah, me too. Wondering when the stock market is going to collapse? You probably want answers, but you know you can't trust the global elite. Well, my good friend Brett Kitchen, best-selling author, has created a DVD set called The Millionaire Black Box. And for a limited time, you get free access. Call 1-800-259-3131. Find out how the global elite invests without having to deal with the global elite themselves. 1-800-259-3131. 1-800-259-3131.
Gentlemen, in search of a million-dollar smile that'll make them take notice, I mean really get their attention? Then get the mud. My Magic Mud. The fluoride-free whitener with no chemicals, additives, GMOs, or bad taste. And safe to swallow. My Magic Mud detoxifies, reduces sensitivity, cleans and strengthens your teeth while it whitens. Comes as a powder for pure whitening power. Start looking good for that special someone. Get the mud now. MyMagicMud.com.
I'm sick of how the big drug companies are keeping men from fixing their ED without pills. Matt Cook here from GetEDSolutions.com, and I've helped thousands of men fully recover from ED without pills, pumps, or supplements. But the big drug companies collect $5 billion in revenue from sales of ED medications. They don't want my message to get out.
Things are so much better now. Everything kind of came back overnight. My girlfriend is very happy.
I purchased your product yesterday, and it was fantastic.
I have used your system for about 3 weeks, and I'm already seeing great results.
If you're one of the 52% of men who suffer ED, you must go to my website at GetEDSolutions.com and watch an instant web class that shows you how to get rid of your ED forever from the privacy of your own home. That's GetEDSolutions.com for an eye-opening web class you can watch instantly. You'll never be the same, and your wife or girlfriend will thank you because you are smart enough not to just believe the big drug companies, but to find out the truth about ED at GetEDSolutions.com. That's GetEDSolutions.com. GetEDSolutions.com.
A chemical spill contaminating the water supply in 9 West Virginia counties.
This year alone, over 300,000 people in West Virginia had their drinking water contaminated.
What are the health effects of having these drugs in our drinking water?
It's forced medical treatment without the consent of residents.
My friends, water filtration is one of the most basic actions you can take to protect you and your family from the harmful toxins and heavy metals in your tap water.
On average, the county says it sprays with the glyphosate at least once a week.
A few filters cut out the glyphosate that is found in water supply worldwide. Remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, hydrofluorosilicic acid, sodium hexafluorosilicate.
Fluoride, it is in tea, it's in coffee, it's in waters and breads and toothpaste.
It is our responsibility to protect our families. The establishment's not going to do it. It's time to take action. It's time to filter our water. Visit InfoWarsStore.com and use promo code WATER to get 10% off their entire family of incredible products. Or call toll free 888-253-3139. to join us is 800-259-9231. Imagine somebody got a time machine, say in 1965, teleported forward to 2014, where the president openly ships guns into Mexico to blame the Second Amendment, killing thousands of people, but none of the race groups like Mecha or La Raza say a word, because they're openly run by the CIA and the Ford Foundation. This is divide and conquer. Imagine, I keep repeating this, a world where 2 plus 2 equals 5 is taught to children. That's directly from 1984. Imagine someone coming back from the 1960s that had its own evils then, but that have been replaced with even more insidious, twisted, mind-bending evils. The old evils you could face and they were open, and people recognized them. Now it's all hidden and couched and spin and propaganda and brainwashing. Coming up in the next hour, we'll play that clip. Patriot group protests Cinco de Mayo, ban on American flags, T-shirts, called racist. That is so bombshell up on Infowars.com. In fact, the headline should be Patriot group protest. Group protesting American flag ban called racist. Or having American flags called racist. I mean, it's again, the reality is so sensational that I can't even come up with words to describe how insane that is. Just like the other video. How dare people want to go out with American flags since the illegals say you shouldn't have them? Isn't that racist? It's so violent. We don't know who said there might be violence, but we're sure it's an evil white person. Nine times out of ten, I can't think of a case where a Jewish center has swastikas painted on it where it wasn't somebody that works there doing it. I can't think of a case where a black church got burned down that it wasn't the church members doing it. I can't think of a case where a black member of a sorority didn't scratch the swastika on their own face. Now, I can think of real cases where crazy white supremacists go and shoot up Jewish centers. And then in every case, Buford Furrow and the latest one, turns out they're FBI informants. The last two Jewish centers, the one out in California, and then the one that just happened a few weeks ago, what was it, in Missouri? Or was it Kansas? The last two times, look it up, they were FBI informants. So I don't know what's going on, folks. Yeah, alleged Kansas Jewish gunman charged with murder. And again, I'm not saying... I even know what happened. I don't. I'm just wondering, why is the FBI always involved? The Pentagon was involved in the Buford Furrow thing, too. Remember covering that. There's just a lot of weirdness going on here. I want to open the phones up. As you know, we start the next hour. I'm going to start going to your calls. We've got the latest on the economy. We've got the latest on the CDC, confirmed its first case of MERS virus in America, and a lot more. Briefly, please don't forget that this broadcast is listener-supported via our sponsors. And one of them is Stansberry and Associates Investment Research. Great analysis. They're putting on an event with T. Boone Pickens, and a bunch of other people. I'm one of the key speakers, the 31st, the last Saturday of this month. All-day event in Dallas. You can go to Infowars.com and follow the banners to get there. It says sold out on there now. And I think that's they can expand the ballroom, I'm told, so I think you may be able to get the tickets. It says early bird tickets for SNA Natural Resources Conference are sold out. You can still book a seat for almost 25% off. Yeah, so they're expanding it. Once I plugged it, it's sold out, but it's one of those ballrooms that can expand the next tier. So get your tickets right now at Infowars.com for that.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
General, what do you think about the FBI saying that there was a terror alert on Monday about a potential Fort Hood situation?
The police are shoving people, shoving Alex, shoving the crowd.
Here we go, folks. I'm being assaulted.
Whether it's the radio show, the news websites, documentary films, or the nightly news, InfoWars is the tip of the spear.
Is this another false flag stage attack to take our civil liberties and put more homeland security while sticking their hands down on the pants on the streets?
It's up to us to set brush fires in the minds of men and women everywhere. And that's what PrisonPlanet.tv is designed to do.
is.
You watch, the Assad regime is going to be blamed or accused of using chemical weapons against the so-called rebels.
What we see now is a war against reality. It's a war against the truth.
It's more vital than ever that supporters of freedom become members of PrisonPlanet.tv and share their membership with up to 11 friends and family. Visit InfoWarsNews.com today. Become a member, share your membership, and help take the InfoWar to the next level.